So if you just joined us, we're going to be chatting to Shandor Theron. Is joining us on this very, very, very necessary question conversation in South Africa as well. The case of Uenhle Mbali Mlotshwa.
Good evening, y'all. So I'm getting ready for bed. I just had a final thought, right? I've heard that saying that after God, after God fear men, right? And I just thought, not all men are bad. I think men are great, right? But some of them are problematic. So I say this because I am in bed, and tomorrow I go to court to prove that I was married to him traditionally. To prove. That's insane. But yeah, after God fear some men. Good night.
As well as DJ Black Coffee. We don't know really what comes first. You know, maybe a prenuptial is supposed to come after Lobola or before Lobola. The person to give us all the relevant answers to this is joining us on the line. Good afternoon to you, Shanda. Thank you so much for joining us on Rise FM Lunch.
Hey, how's it going?
I wish I could say it's going perfectly fine, but like we're worried. We don't want to make missteps, especially when it comes to commitments we make towards other people. Now, years later, we're realizing things need to align. There's some things you need to do first ahead of others and not so much afterwards. But unfortunately, in the case of Uenhle and Black Coffee, it's a lesson they're going to have to learn, sadly.
Well, one of them's going to have to learn the lesson. They're going to have to wait to see it. Yeah, look, here's the bottom line. One day your marriage will end. It'll end by death or divorce.
Yeah.
If it ends by death, you need a will. If it ends by divorce, you need an intellectual contract, a prenup. And it's one of those documents that you don't need until you need it, but when you need it, you really need it.
Yo. So should tell us, Shando, tell us with your expert opinion on this one. Should prenuptial agreements be signed before or after Lobola? Can you just sign it whenever you feel like it? Should it happen before Lobola?
No. Well, here's the bottom line. It should happen before a marriage is solemnized, however that may be, whether it's in terms of customary union, uh-huh. whether it's in terms of the Civil Union Act, whether it's in terms of whatever act. It should happen before you are married. And what people are confusing now is there's, in terms of the recognition of customary marriages act, there's a number of steps you have to go through before, in terms of customary marriage, you are married. One of the steps you need to go through is Lobola needs to be agreed upon. In certain customs, and it's different, and we wish the court would make a decision that would codify all of this and say, hey, no matter what custom you are, these are the things that must happen. And as has happened in New Zealand, where they have customary law, and as has happened in Australia, where they have Aboriginal law, but, you know, various different kinds. Here you've got Xhosa, Swati, Pedi, Zulu, and they all have it different. But the bottom line is a number of things need to happen. One, the Lobola note needs to be signed.
Yeah.
Two, and this is not always, the first Lobola payment needs to be made. Not always, but the first Lobola payment needs to be made.
Yeah.
The full amount doesn't have to be paid. There needs to be a celebration of some sort,
yep.
a party of some sort where something needs to be slaughtered. And there needs to be a ceremony or at the celebration or thereafter, the one family needs to come with a bride and say to the other family, here is your bride. And the other family needs to say, or the husband, we accept her. She is now my wife. And after that, and there might be certain other things that happen in Zulu custom. The wife wears a certain dress. The husband does, or let's say they're in the Zionist church, then the husband wears a certain uniform which denotes him as married. Uh-huh. You understand? There's certain in a normal civil union. There's rings that you exchange. Mm. You can see this a married person, and then afterwards, the person goes around in society or as a couple, and they say. He says, hey, here's my wife. And she says, hey, here's my husband.
Yeah.
You know, in the church, they introduce each other as husband and wife. So what you're going to look at, a lot of times there's a lot of argument about, were they married, number one, and what was the date of the marriage? If you signed an antenuptial contract and you signed it after the date of marriage, and we have this a lot, we have a situation a lot that happens in our firm, is where people get married in terms of customary union. and then they don't sign an antenuptial contract. Then they have a civil marriage a year or two later, but before that civil marriage, they conclude an antenuptial contract. Now they want to register it, and the court says, or home affairs says, no, it doesn't work this way. There's a rule in our law that says the following: first in time, first in right. So if you're married in terms of customary union, or if you're married, you need to register your antenuptial contract before you were married. You cannot now come after your customary union, but before your civil union, and try and register your antenuptial contract. The procedure for that is a change of matrimonial regime, which it's quite an involved court process, and you have to give notice to all the creditors, because where they could now sue two people before, now they can only sue one. So changing your matrimonial regime after you are married it can be done, but it's quite involved. But what needs to happen is your antenuptial contract needs to be signed, not registered, just signed before you were married. And now the big argument is, when was the date of marriage? Because if it's after the date of marriage, then it's not valid, because you need to bring an application for the variance of your matrimonial regime.
Oh my goodness.
Is what the fight's about.
This is hectic. And quite complex too. I mean, yeah, I was thinking it's easy to get married and much more difficult to get divorced, but it sounds like it's as difficult to get married as it is to divorce. But thank you so much for sharing all those details with us here on the show, Shando.
Anytime.
Appreciate your time. You're na mawe. Now, the malumes and rahadis, the people you send for the Nobola negotiation, you must call those people. They must know also or no. But like, these ones must agree. There has to be a celebration. That's the proof that you got married, or at least Nobola. Some form of celebration. But you heard, Shando, the podcast will be available for you in case you want to check it out later. You must listen to it later at RiseFM 943. RiseFM.co.za is the website.